The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Abhijit Tamir, CEO of Kanabu Group. That's KNB ticker. Abhijit, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Yeah, some good news out today. Positive news on a partnership and exclusive distribution for medicinal cannabis strain in the UK and Germany. And we'll dig into that. But as always, if you could, Abhijit, for people not that familiar with you, just give us a brief summary as to what the company's all about, please.
Kanabu is a pan-European medical cannabis company. What we're doing is really building a bridge between the amazing products that are out there and in the European market. How do we bring new innovative products into the European medical cannabis market? The flagship product that we have is a medical device vaporizer for cannabis that producing a meter dose inhalation every time you are inhaling from the device. So that's a new product into the market, non-existing. And we just announced that we launched it in the UK and soon in other markets in Europe.
Yeah, absolutely. So this agreement, can you explain who it's with and how much it's, it could be worth?
So this is a very, very exciting partnerships. It's not just a distribution agreement, it's a real partnership. Mm-hmm. Medukan Group is probably the leading cultivator in Israel by quality. The team there is an R&D team that's developing unique strains of medical cannabis. And what they did is build a state-of-the-art cultivation facility that it basically looks like a pharmaceutical facility. Mm-hmm. All of the plants there, all the cannabis is being cultivated in a technology that is called hydroponic. That means that there's no soil. The products are being just grown by water and food. And that means that you're not using any pesticides. And that's a key, maybe we'll talk about it later, in cannabis and in any medicine. And their product is extremely unique, high quality, and with an over demand right now in the Israeli medical market.
Yeah. And you say this is going to be distributed where? In the UK and Germany? Isn't Germany the biggest market or one of the biggest markets in Europe?
Yeah, so Germany is by far the biggest market. It's a market that is already today worth around 250 million euros. So we have a 250,000 euros market existing today, expected to reach a billion, just in the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. So very, very exciting market. The challenge of this market, quite similar to the UK, is that most of the cannabis that is being brought into these markets are, I would say, medium quality products. Most of them are being grown with pesticides, being grown with in greenhouses or outdoor, and mainly they have to be irradiated. So you're scanning with gamma rays the flowers, bringing down the quality quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And we will be the first ones that are bringing a pure natural, no pesticides, no irradiation product that will be ultra premium into these markets.
Yeah. And what's this expected to be worth in terms of sales then, Abhijit?
So initially, the commitment of this partnership is for roughly 9 million euros. Spread in 3 years. The first year will be closer to 2 million euros of product. We believe that there will be definitely, like in Israel, an over demand for this product in Germany and in the UK. But again, when you're producing in such a high quality, it's quite a challenge to produce a lot. And that's what we succeeded to secure at this point. Hopefully, these numbers will be much higher once we'll start distributing into the market. We will probably look into secure more of the product.
Yeah, absolutely. And generally, how is progress around the company? Because you've been quite busy with news. How is things going?
So obviously, everyone knows now about the acquisition with Materia. Yeah. This deal is actually going to be part of it. So the raw materials from Medocan in Israel will be flown to Materia Malta, to our EU GMP production facility and processing. It will be processed there and from there being shipped directly into the European and UK markets. So as you can see, the partnership with Materia, the merger is de facto is already happening. We are working together, we're creating business together, and hopefully soon we'll be able to announce the definitive final agreement in this partnership.
Yeah. So you seem, like I said, you know, progress, you're moving along quite quickly there. Are you quite happy with the progress you're making?
You know, as an entrepreneur, as a CEO, you want to be faster. You want to always get faster to the target. But we're definitely moving ahead and generating significant revenue in the upcoming year, bringing new markets into the company portfolio, and definitely engaging now with R&D into strains with Medocan, bringing cannabis for specific indications. As we mentioned, we're looking on three main indications today: the post-traumatic stress, neuropathic pain, that's the majority of the cannabis users. And we see more and more demand for cannabis as aid assisting for sleep management. So really people that have challenges with insomnia, and using addictive medicine, finding this cannabis is an amazing natural solution.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Well, it's good to chat to you, Avihu. And if you could, as always, as you know, on the front page of Vox Markets, there are 10 companies that are most followed. That changes all the time, depending on how many people hit your follow button. So if you could, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Cannabis Group to their watch list, please.
So I would say the first one is that cannabis is in the fastest growing segment in one of the fastest growing industries in the world, that's cannabis. Mm-hmm. So the segment of vaporization is the fastest growing segment in cannabis. So that's obviously very interesting. The industry is supposed to see something like 35% growth year by year, and in Europe it should be double.
Yeah.
The second point, you know, cannabis is in a unique position where we are in a fast-growing industry, but our products, because they're medical device and medical cannabis, have a high barrier to entry. So we can generate revenue and in the same time protect our stand in the market. Yeah. The last one I would say, and again, I think it's quite unique for the company. Most of our directors, me including, are investors in the company as well, invested significantly in owning shares and never sold any of the shares and planning to hold them for a longer time.
Yeah, that's always a mark of conviction. And I know it's something you know fellow investors look for in a company and management. Excellent stuff. Avihu, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was great, like always.
As you just heard, I spoke with Avihu in the podcast, and we've managed to catch up with Asaf Sella, that's the CEO of Medocan. Asaf, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and great to be here.
Yeah, well, listen, so before we get into the details of this agreement, this joint venture, could you tell us about your company first, Medocan?
Yes, sure. So my company is basically a family-based company with fourth generation of agricultural heritage, while each generation actually brought additional innovation to the agricultural industry. We are familiar with the cannabis industry for more than 14 years now, and they have a personal experience with this treatment. While my grandmother, she was diagnosed in dementia at 2014, and as a last resort, she was treated with cannabis oil, which was very surprisingly successful. Yet, at a random point of time, it just ceased to have any impact. The consistency and uniformity of the treatment seems to vary from batch to batch. And that's what actually caused us to better learn and dive into this amazing plant and understand that in order to achieve that uniformity and consistency, it can be achieved only when you are operating in a fully controlled and managed environment. Yeah. But that's not enough. we need advanced technology and tailor-made systems in order to achieve that consistency and uniformity.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what are the benefits you see and advantages that you bring to the industry then, Asaf?
Okay, so our facility today basically is based on, as I said, on systems and technological platforms that we've actually designed and developed to achieve full spectrum and ultra premium quality cannabis that is safe and consistent, with no use whatsoever of pesticide or insecticides. Side by side with that, we've learned and understood the significance of having an extensive variety of strains that actually enables us to research and develop specific solutions for specific medical indications. Our in-house genetic already bank of strains is actually established by precisely choosing the strain that we found most relevant to achieve our goals and needs.
Yeah. And specifically this agreement, what's your thoughts on it? Why do you like it?
So yeah, we find this partnership with Cannabu a great opportunity to embed our ultra-premium quality cannabis into Cannabu's unique medical vaporizer. And of course, to mutually develop new strains and products targeted at specific medical indications.
Excellent stuff. Well, that's good stuff to do. And listen, Asaf, it's very good to chat to you. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.